applicable to engineering, but there's kind of a transfer of skills, I'd say.
When did you develop
And
that hobby?
it was a while back at least. I probably got like my first set when I was 5, but I really loved building for a while, at least like since middle school, so.
Do you ever like the okay, do you prefer okay, this is a huge question. Do you prefer Legos when they're like the blocks and you just put them together and you can kind of be creative, or do you like to get kits with instructions? I think you were talking about like it's like there are a lot of steps that you have to follow.
Well, I enjoy the sets a lot. I think they're really cool. I have probably too many of them, but I think the real fun is just when you're building what you want to build, because in the end, there's really no limit.
Even with the sets.
Or wait, what?
Like when you get, don't you get boxes that are like tell you how to make this like certain
Oh yeah,
thing?
but like once you go beyond the sets, like with just like free parts that you can get, I think that's the really fun part, just free building.
Yeah, and you'd say it's a hobby of yours to build Legos. Do
Yes.
you ever get like embarrassed to tell people that?
I definitely used to, but in college, I don't know. I don't
What was the
not really in
response?
college.
Why were you embarrassed?
I don't know. It just kind of felt like a niche thing that like not many people would be interested in, and I don't know.
Not like it was
Maybe.
like a, no one said like it was like a kid's thing that you should stop playing with Legos and like go do your homework or something.
No, I think that was mostly self-inflicted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think for Christmas someone should get you Legos.
I think they should do that. That
That's a
would be
great.
a really good idea. Elisha, you.
I mean we got finals, man. I can't be running to
Oh.
the Lego store to buy you Legos. I mean, honestly, that'd be a great gift. Let's listen to another song and then we'll keep chatting, all right?
Okay.
This is Baby, I'm Coming Home from Allie by Allie Brooke.
Snow falling down from the sky. I'm running all the red lights. Baby, I got a surprise for you. Got a surprise for you. Last minute catching a flight. Ain't gonna miss it tonight. It don't matter how, but I'll get to you.
Charlotte Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the house of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle-wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Courts in session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way for the next 2.5 hours. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, they're here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. Sidecar Bakery, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. And ladies and gentlemen, no phone calls tonight. Tonight's show is pre-recorded. A trial has me away from the station, but hopefully I'll be back next week with a whole new set of live music for you. Tonight's show, however, will have a special presentation of the Massive Music Weekend special we aired 2 weeks ago in honor of Nectar's 50th anniversary of Remember the Future. It entailed a pre-recorded interview with Mo Moore of Nectar talking about the classic prog rock album and the future of the band. That interview will be coming up a little bit later in the first hour of tonight's show. In the interim, we're going to go back to a show we played a couple weeks ago. Sit back, turn on your stereo, turn up your radio, and let's spend the night together. So we got a lot of requests to get to tonight. We're going to have a really good time from the looks of things. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to change that dial. Because coming up in a little bit tonight, we're going to have heavy metal legend, one of the pioneers of the genre, Mick Box, original founding member of Uriah Heep, joining us tonight, talking about the brand new Uriah Heep album. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So in honor of Mick Box joining us later tonight, let's kick off tonight's show with some Uriah Heep. Sending this out by request to Sarah. This is Something or Nothing. WRCT 88.3 FM.
Never a day. You done.
Okay, this is brand new from rock and roll legend Ian Hunter, featuring Ringo Starr.
Shelter from the storm, and I was proud to be a fall in the bed of roses. You can never go back, so they say. Just tuning in, tonight's show is pre-recorded, so no phone calls or requests to the studio. A couple weeks ago, WRCT celebrated their annual Massive Music Weekend, which consisted of all the DJs here at the station playing 30-minute sets of some of their favorite artists.
I chose the prog rock band Nectar and was honored to do an interview with original founding member, singer, and bassist Mo Moore. The interview focused around the 50th anniversary of their classic album, Remember the Future. That interview is coming up now. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to Massive Music Weekend. From Friday at noon to Sunday night, we'll be spinning 58 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the classic prog rock album, Remember the Future, by Nectar. And in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by founding member Mo Moore to talk about this prog rock masterpiece. So keep your dial locked in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Massive.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is Massive Music Weekend, and we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Remember the Future, the classic prog rock album by Nectar. And on the phone with us, we have original founding member, Mo Moore. Mo, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We're in our 52nd year as a band. Remember the Future was our biggest album. That's what brought us to the United States in 74. And I really like that album. It's a great album. We had a lot of fun making it.
You know, Remember the Future was several albums into the band's discography. Looking back at this great music, tell us what the band's focus was when you were recording this classic album.
So we'd written Remember the Future. Basically, we always write the music first and then we write the lyrics. And we went in the studio and we had 5 days to record it. And they said to us, I said, well, does it matter if we have the studio for 24 hours a day? And they said, yeah. So we did a 36-hour session, a 72-hour session, and two more long sessions before we went and mixed it in London. And we were writing the lyrics as we went. It took us 2 days to put the basic tracks down. Basic tracks being guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards. So we like to do all the music live, and then you add to it the vocals or maybe another guitar or maybe another keyboard. We never did a lot of overdubbing. It was mainly live. And we were doing lyrics as they were coming out in the studio. We were writing the lyrics. Mick Brockett and I were writing the lyrics and getting them in so that Roy could sing them. And I remember when I went to him with the lyrics for Let It Grow, and I went in the studio and I would sing This Is How We Hear It. And I sang it and they said, well, that's it, you're going to sing it on the album. So that's how come that I sing it.
Wow, that's amazing. You weren't even intending to be the lead singer at the time.
No.
Now, the statute of limitations has passed. We're talking 50 years ago. Dare I ask you on the radio how you stayed up for all those sessions?
Oh, yeah. We had they call them AN1s, the German speed, I guess. They're over the counter. It wasn't anything illegal. But, boy, they were good. We had a couple of bottles of them. We were feeding them to the engineers.
Well, something worked right. There's no question about that. Let's get back to the music. WRCT 88.3 FM. Future. Oh. Remember the Future took off in the States when FM radio was still in its infancy. Mo, can you tell our listeners the story about how the album broke?
I think I have to say that the two radio stations that did that job was KSHE FM in St. Louis, who played it night and day, and WNEW in New York. All the DJs, especially Alison Steele, she was a huge fan of the band. And I spent quite a few evenings talking to her on the radio. I went to her studio. But KSHE was playing it night and day. We sold out four shows, so 12,000 people the first time were in America because of KSHE Radio. And we sold out two shows in New York because of WNEW.
Did you ever have any idea, after all the albums you recorded previously, that this album would become so big and become such a classic album over the years?
I felt there was something special about it. When we took the album to Air Studios to have it mastered, they made the master tape there, and I remember very clearly George Martin was in the studio and he was listening to it, and he really liked it. I think it was very special. I think a lot of that had to do with the energy that went into the making of it, you know.
What's your favorite track in 2023 when you listen back to Remember the Future?
I like it all. It tells a story. You know, the only reason that Remember the Future has tracks at all is so that radio stations can pick something to play. But in actual fact, it's one piece of music. I think it tells a really good story. I'll give you a little anecdote from that. We went to Bellophone Records, which was our record company, and they had the cover there. We'd not seen the cover before. And I looked on the back of the cover and there was Bluebird. Bluebird, at that point, was just a song. It didn't have many words to it, but and I looked at it and I said, "That's our Bluebird right there." Yeah, look at the back. There's a Bluebird on the back of that album, and that was Bluebird. And then not long after that, Mick and I were watching One Night Late TV, and we're watching Frankenstein. And Frankenstein, there's a scene where Frankenstein walks into the room with the blind man, and the blind man can't see him, so he's not afraid of him. And we thought, that's the link right there. The Bluebird will project into the mind of the blind boy a picture of himself, and the blind boy won't be afraid because he doesn't know what anybody looks like. And that generated the whole feel of the concept for the album.
You're listening to the music of Nectar with Remember the Future right here on WRCT. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the prog rock classic, Remember the Future by Nectar. And on the phone with us, we've got Mo Moore, original founding member of the band. Mo, many studio albums later, Nectar is still playing songs from Remember the Future on tour. What kind of response do you get from the audience when you're playing songs from this great album?
Yeah, we're actually playing, on this tour, we're playing the entire album front to back. So we're also going to be doing songs from The Other Side, from Recycled, from Tab in the Ocean, which is another one that people really like. And we're going to be doing stuff from The Other Side as well. But we are playing the entire Remember the Future album every night.
That's amazing. Well, it's 2023 and Nectar is still making new music and touring the world. What can listeners look forward to on the horizon for Nectar?
Well, we have a tour that's going to be starting on March 6th, and it's actually 11 days. And when we come back from tour, we're going to start lining up time to do another album. I don't know the name yet, but we have about 35 minutes of music written already, and we will be doing an album, a new album that hopefully will be out by the fall of this year.
That's fantastic. We're listening to Remember the Future with Mo Moore here on WRCT 50th anniversary. Mo, thank you so much for joining us, and let's get you back on WRCT with the release of the upcoming Nectar album.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Eric. I'm hoping that you can come to one of the concerts. We've been trying to get into Pittsburgh for a while, so hopefully this will push us over the hill.
Well, we want to make that happen.
Yeah, really great meeting you.
You've just heard music from the band Nectar and their classic album, Remember the Future. Support for the past half hour comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, they're here for you. Serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You want to keep it here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Coming up in just a few minutes, Mick Box, original founding member of Uriah Heep.
Hey there, it's the Moxster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, you rock and rollers, this is Funky Meadows of Angel. Listen, if you want rockets in your pockets, lead in your pencil, then you need to listen to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on the bop of your dial, WRCT Pittsburgh, PA. Keep rockin'.
Told.